Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Ross Keeney from the Swine Vet Center. Great to see you, Ross.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me today. Appreciate it.
Now, at the 2019 American Association of Swine Veterinarians meeting, you were talking about shoulder sores in sows, and I know that's not a new topic, but certainly with all the attention that's being given today to sow mortality, sow welfare, and early culling and so forth. Does this all tie in with that?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've seen shoulder sores in the industry for a long time. We're just taking more time to pay attention to them and figure out ways to help with them. They don't always lead to mortality, but they are definitely an uncomfortable situation, and we're always trying to pay more attention to welfare.
So. How do shoulder sores come about?
Well, they come about because, you know, a sow will come into lactation and lay down to milk her pig, so she'll be laying more often on one side or the other, and then she's also she's eating as much as she can, but because she's milking, she could be losing some back fat, so some coverage in those areas. So they come up kind of like a bed sore. She's laying a lot on them. They're worse in the summertime because usually when it's wetter or more humid in the area, the skin is a little softer, so you might notice more of them in the summer. But that's how they are formed.
So with the shoulder sores, are they strictly a matter of comfort, or can they lead to some other problems?
Well, they can lead to an infection if they're allowed to get bad enough. The major thing is comfort, because we can make them heal. They usually don't lead to any mortality if they're dealt with. But if you left them alone too long, they would start to get an infection in them that if you weren't ahead of treating them, that could be more devastating for the sow. But mostly a comfort issue, comfort welfare issue.
Are there certain types of flooring that might cause this problem more often than others?
Well, really all the flooring I see in farrowings in general are metal. They're either cast iron metal or just a metal, so that's kind of the industry standard, so they're all on that type, and so we don't notice too much of a difference among flooring. I mean, they're found in pretty much all the units I work with at times.
And now you've been looking at trying to give the sows a little more comfort. What specifically are you doing?
Right, so we have some producers that are very interested in, they'd like to do what they can for the pigs. If they can make the sow more comfortable, they know that they're gonna do better. So what they've been trying to do is develop a mat. And so really, it's pretty simple. It's just a mat that's kind of a canvas nylon covering that has some thickness to it, so it's softer than laying on that hard metal. And so it's about an inch and a half thick, and the consistency is kind of like a wrestling mat, you know, not real soft, but not hard. And so then if you put that underneath, thinking that they'll heal better or be more comfortable anyway.
Yeah. And probably enough to stop the bruising to begin with.
Right, yeah, when we've used them, they improve, or they for sure don't get any worse, but the majority of them will improve when you utilize the mat, and we're in the early stages of looking at it actually.
So what have you seen so far?
We've seen, if we find them early enough, we've seen them actually start to recover. And so therefore, we know that those sows are more comfortable, and we think that that can add some value if you were happen to sell them. You know, they have more value if they don't have a shoulder sore. So that's the economic return on the mat.
What are some other things that we can do today to improve the comfort of sows?
Well, I think there's always keeping the environment, you know, really comfortable. So we're trying to provide a perfect environment for a sow to. One, we need a perfect environment for the piglets in that farrowing room, and we need a perfect environment for the sow. And so those can be hard sometimes because you want it kind of cool enough for the sow and dry enough so that she likes to eat and perform well. And then the piglet needs a warmer spot to go and someplace to kind of lay out away from the sow. So it's hard to provide those both at the same time. But so we try and do that with controlling the air and controlling the temperature in the room and having a heat zone for the piglet. As far as other things for the sow's comfort, it's providing feed and water at all times, and in the summer, providing a cooling device such as a dripper or mister or some way that the sow is cooled, but the piglets don't need that as much.
So what kind of questions did you get from veterinarians at the AASV meeting about the padding?
Yeah, the questions were, you know, one was, are they, you know, available? And this is kind of more of a prototype type thought, so we're working on that. The other questions were, do you think we should put these in every farrowing crate? I thought that was an interesting question. They're like, maybe it should be something we should develop that can just stay there and just be in every farrowing crate. And I was gonna look at what that would take, and if this would, you know, they would have to withstand the washing and the wear and tear then of being in there full time. And I don't know if it's ready for that or not, but I would definitely, I want to go back and try that and see how long they'd last if we just left them there permanently. So that was probably the number one thing.
Yeah, and that was my next question. I wasn't sure if these had to be sanitized in between sows, or did you have to replace them every time?
Right, and so we do sanitize them, and they're easy to clean. That's not a problem, but we don't know if we get them directly with the power washer, but we feel we can clean them pretty easily, and that's where the wear and tear could come in. But I want to try all that.
Is there some benefit to the piglets as well?
I guess we haven't seen that. I mean, it'd be a nice soft place for them too. You know, what we don't want to do is draw the piglet underneath the sow though, because crushing is laydowns are our number one death loss reason, so we didn't really want to pull them there. So maybe that's a reason why we'd wait a few days before putting them in, so the piglet's bigger. Those are all things I have to look at, but I don't know there'd be much benefit to the piglets at this point, really.
Other than improving the comfort of the sow, do you think that ultimately this could reduce the culling rates that we've seen spike in recent years?
I think that you're going to reduce culling from shoulder sores, and there was another question from the audience. Maybe this is something we should be using for legs too. If you had a bad leg, you just put it in a different area. That's tougher because that's where the manure is a lot of times, like if it's a back leg. So that one was a little bit tougher to see if we could do something with. But anytime you can improve that comfort and then get them healed and then up and down, getting up and down is definitely going to improve the long-term, you know, longevity in the herd for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on that, and thanks for sharing your research with us today.
All right, thank you.
We've been talking to Ross Keeney. He's a veterinarian at the Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. Great to see you.